Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line by Doug Schweitzer, the province's Minister of Jobs, the Economy, and Innovation. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about today is because we saw the budget came out last week, and the first balanced budget this province has had in quite a few years. And one of the interesting things that they have in there was the Alberta at Work program. Why don't you tell us a little bit what's all happening there as part of that?
Well, the big thing that we're seeing right now across Alberta and across industries is actually a labor shortage. So we want to make sure that from our post-secondary institutions to the opportunity to give people reskilling and upskilling opportunities, that Albertans have the right skill sets for the jobs that are being created. Right now, the only thing that can really hold back the growth opportunities for Alberta is labor shortages and skills that don't match up where the opportunities are. So we're putting $600 million towards this overall in our budget. There's many different pieces that go into it, from additional spots at post-secondary institutions, additional resources for labor, also attracting in immigrants with the right skill sets to come to Alberta to help us capitalize on these amazing opportunities that are coming together.
And certainly one thing we've talked about before is, you know, jobs being created in different areas, and, more people need to get more training done for a lot of these different new jobs that are popping up here. Now, when it comes to kind of job creation and job training, what do you think has sort of, I guess, kind of the bigger impact of one or the other there? I know it feels like a bit of a chicken and egg thing, but creation or job training, which ones do you think is bigger there?
Well, I think it's a combination. When you take a look back 18 months ago when we started the work on the recovery plan for Alberta, we had huge uncertainty, negative oil prices, and at that point in time, we were looking at, okay, how do we attract investment into Alberta? How do we diversify Alberta? And we built out our film and television industry. We've built out our technology and innovation space. We've got more manufacturing happening in Alberta, more aviation jobs. So now that we've done all this work on attracting investment, and plus with the big turnaround in commodity prices from energy to ag prices, we've seen this huge opportunity for us, but there's labor pressure in every area now. So it's a big swing, but it's a big opportunity. This is a good problem to have, a good challenge to have, and we're putting the resources towards it.
And certainly up in our region of the province here, there are plenty of people that want to get work in some of these new fields that are popping up here, and obviously some of the industries we got here right now also looking for work as well. What exactly role can our region of the province sort of play as part of this whole Alberta at Work, getting more people working here?
Well, one of the big things as well that we're investing in is rural broadband. So we're making the biggest investment in rural broadband, I think, in well over the last decade to two decades. And we're going to get that full investment. We're putting in close to $300 million as a province towards this initiative. We're going to leverage that with private sector investment. The federal government as well is going to dedicate dollars towards this. And that'll help level the playing field across Alberta. There's so many opportunities. You need Wi-Fi. You need that fast internet connection. And we're going to make sure we invest to make that a reality for every Albertan. It's going to have impacts for education, long-term impacts for healthcare opportunities, as well as economically when it comes to jobs.
And you just kind of sort of touched on it there. Yes, definitely the rural broadband improvements is definitely something that quite a number of people around here kind of want to see get done there. When can we maybe start seeing a little progress happening there about people around here getting better internet and that kind of things with this rural broadband strategy the province has?
Well, we're working with the private sector. We made some announcements late last year with the initial round of funding, and then this budget we put even more resources towards it. So I think as you get towards kind of mid part of this year to later part of this year, you'll start to see those shovels in the ground and projects getting announced and the improvement of services for Albertans.
And of course, whenever we have Minister Schweitzer join us here, we always like to throw in a little bit of a baseball discussion. But things are a little weird right now. We were supposed to have spring training games started the weekend, but this little lockout has kind of messed things up a little bit. And it's kind of weird to follow. It's like, okay, I guess apparently they're still talking, but they're still not close to a deal. What do you think? Are we actually going to get somewhat of a full season here? I'm starting to wonder here.
Well, they're up against it right now. I know on Monday they were up until the wee hours of the morning, negotiating, going back and forth, and actually making some real progress, it sounds like. I was watching the news this morning on it. And you know what? It looks like they have a chance of getting a deal. Hopefully it happens this week. If it happens this week, they should get almost all the games, and if not all of them. So that would be good, and I can't wait to watch a little bit of spring training. It's always hard in Alberta to watch spring training games when you got that green grass and we still got snow on the ground, but it's a good time to watch a little ball game when it's cold outside.
Yeah, it's also a nice little reminder that we're almost out of winter time here. But Minister of Jobs, Economy and Innovation, Doug Schweitzer, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.